guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. Yardless, the Grilling Guys. Yeah, that was Mark Witte from Witte Lawn and Landscaping. Holy
Easy
cow,
for
that's
you
awful.
To say.
But does great work. But anyway, so you get your backyard all looking good. And, you know, I want to have a seafood boil this year. And so
down south, they just call that a boil.
Right. My son is down in Baton Rouge coaching a hockey team. Sounds like a weird place to have a hockey team in Baton Rouge, but they do. And that was his welcome. They did a welcome dinner for him. He's the new head coach down there. And they did one of these boils, and he sent me pictures of it. And it was like two picnic tables, so it was like 16 feet of tabletop covered with brown paper.
Love it.
And, you know, the corn, the potatoes, but the seafood and stuff. You think we could get good seafood up here to do that in the summer?
Sobey has a wonderful selection.
Yeah. I didn't know if it's – do you got to get fresh or can you get frozen?
No, you're just going to boil it anyway.
Okay.
I've used – Tim has hooked me up with shrimp and scallops. And those are the only two things I put in. Some people like crawfish. Not the biggest fan. My son-in-law loves them, but
They're a little messy, aren't they? I mean, because you got to pop the tails off them and
suck the brains out.
Yeah, I'm not up on that, man. I guess you didn't grow up with it. You're not going
to
do it.
It's a little bit like salmon. It's got a little bit of that funkiness to it.
Yeah.
Or trout, you know. It's,
yeah.
It's just got a little bit of funk, but they're still pretty good. But I love scallops, as you know, and shrimp. And a boil is, we've covered them before.
Right.
I mean, I've done them. We used to do them when we'd go to Gulf Shores, and you got all that fresh seafood right there.
Yeah.
And all you had to do was bring down your turkey burner and a pot.
Yeah.
Because you can get everything else you need down there.
Right.
I did one last summer for, I think, my family. For when we had a bunch of the family over. And I put in like the potatoes and onions, and I staged it. And the last thing I threw in was the shrimp and scallops, and they were in like 3 minutes. And they were perfect.
Because it's boiling, and it cooks them, and that's all you really want. Yeah.
Plus, I don't dump them out of the pot onto a picnic table for several reasons. Number one, I don't want any flies landing on them, and they're going to go nuts.
Right.
Number two, you lose all your juice. I love keeping them nice and hydrated and warm because it's like my food at a nice serving temperature.
Yeah.
Not big on cold anything if after it's cooled off, it's like
it was better when it was warm.
Yeah and moist.
Yeah.
And I used that
swamp dust. I haven't used mine yet. I've still got it.
She's got a kick to her.
Yeah So be careful with it.
Yeah
That happens.
You could probably even use his blend of extra Cajun.
I've tried that. I did it on some chicken. It was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good. Sobey's carrying that.
Yep.
Extra with an X. Extra Cajun. And it's good. It's a good little seasoning with a little bit of bite.
It is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get some heat out of it if you put a bunch on, but it's not too spicy.
Right.
But, you know, I did a sampling up there for him a month ago or so, and it was interesting to watch, you know, these West Michigan people, their perception, maybe Northerners in general, our perception of Cajun, you know, because they put their hand up, go, oh, no, it's too hot for me. It's like, no, it's not. You should try it.
Yeah.
And it's just not. If it's too hot.
You made it wrong.
They did.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons T-Gid came out with it.
Yeah.
We'll have to have him back on. When are you going to do your boil?
Right. Oh, what I was trying to do is tie this into the backyard. We had a few nice days, right, where everybody's like, well, when are you going to open your bar? When are you going to open your pool? I'm like, come on. It's like late March.
Yeah. There's snow on it right now.
Right. Yeah. So, but anyway, we were trying to plan that out and then have a fun menu for the summer, right, and have two or three parties.
I know.
I want to do a boil for
you
one.
You should do an eclipse boil.
No, I should not. You should, because you got nobody at your house but you. So invite all the people you like.
If I boil
over.
It, will you come?
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
So I told you I did a flank steak last
week.
That's a
tough piece of meat to cook.
It was so easy.
I think that it can get overcooked quickly.
Well, that's the key is it's so easy because it doesn't take long.
Right.
And I mean, I absolutely nailed it on the timing. Unlike the burgers I did a few nights earlier, I thought they were done, but my wife likes them like a burger well done.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I could see her nose wrinkling up.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good beef. You know, you can eat it medium rare, but I know she doesn't like it, but I simply was kind of, I was doing like all kinds of other foods and one hand in it, you know? And, sometimes when you're overwhelmed with too many dishes going on at the same time, it's easy to let one of them get a little bit overdone or not be fully cooked enough.
Yeah, I had last Friday night, a week ago, we were invited over to a buddy's house, and of course he's grilling steaks, right? And he's got sirloin, top sirloin.
Love
good
it.
Cut of meat.
Love it.
Yeah, great flavor, good cut of meat. Well, it's Friday night. We get there at like 5:30, and he's still working. He's a CFO of a company, and he had a project that had to get done, whatever. So it happens. Chop, why don't you cook the steaks while I finish up here? Sure. And I go out, and his grill is nice. It's a Weber Genesis gas grill, but the grates on it were like 3/4 inch wide and flat. And then little spaces between them. I'd never seen a grate like that. I've seen that wide set on edge before, but these were flat. So it was almost like grilling on a flat top because the spaces were pretty narrow between them, and there was a lot of just metal surface area on there. And I found that it didn't cook as fast.
Your grill marks look more like prison stripes.
Yeah, then. Exactly. Yeah. And I tried, I don't know. But always when you cook on another person's equipment, for the first time, I'm always leery of the results because there's hot spots.
He didn't have any extra steaks, so you could do one first?
No.
Dang.
And of course he had, because it was, you know, he had a cow, quarter of a cow, so he pulled out what he pulled out.
Right.
Three of them were about 3/4 inch thick, and the fourth
Bummer.
One's about an inch.
Bummer.
And
he's going to the wrong processor.
Right, yeah, so... Anyway, long story short, it turned out okay. Wasn't my best work, but it was, you know, I'm a guy, I'm never going to cut a steak when I'm cooking it, trying to figure out how it's done. You touch it with the tongs, and I can tell pretty good, and that's what got me there. The three that were thinner, medium rare, nailed them. The thicker one was pretty rare, and I took that one just because I knew it was going to be. And I even pulled the ones off and left that one on a couple more minutes, but it just, the heat wasn't there. And, you know, Weber Genesis, great grill, but it's just, you got to figure.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well,
you're not selling me.
Well, it isn't a tech, okay?
Right.
And I'm used to cooking steaks on a tech, and I can.
Ruins you.
Doing that in my sleep, yeah. And it does ruin me. But for those that have it, just be patient, I guess is where it was, because I thought with my mind's telling me, you're on the grill way too long. For these steaks, they're going to be overdone.
And it's too bad you don't have that one you gave your son.
Well, whatever.
That was a good grill.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Broil King. Yeah, so yeah, Broil Master. But anyway, yeah, it's all right. I got plenty of grills. We have no shortage of grills. But yeah, so that was, you know, it just happens. And when you roll into somebody else's house and you've got to use their equipment and then they're expecting you to perform, sometimes it's a little bit challenging. Yeah.
So I saw a picture of your grandson, and I hear there's another one maybe?
Yeah, that was cool.
How about that?
His first birthday was actually on Easter, the 31st, and they gave him a cake. He tore it apart. It was great watching him eat it, you know, both hands all over him. Parents go in and wash him up after he's done with that, come back out, and he's got a T-shirt on that says Big Brother on it, or Big Bro, it said. So that was the first one any of us knew. But he sat there for probably a couple minutes before anybody really read it, right? And then there was like this, oh, one person gets it, and it spread around the room.
So who got it first?
Well, somebody taking a picture.
Oh.
It was up there and saw it in their camera or whatever. But anyway, it was it's good stuff.
That's
yeah,
fun.
So we got number two on the way.
So let's keep talking about steaks because, I mean, this is just the big thing everybody makes, and I still get questions all the time about them.
Yeah, Conrad said we only got about 30 seconds, so make your statement.
Okay, do you like steak?
Yeah. 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 And we can, you know what? Maybe we can take a steak into the bunker if you'll let us too.
Excellent.
For you local listeners, we can finish this conversation and start another one.
All right.
Whatever it is. But hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, create some grill envy. It is the season, and you won't regret it.
Yeah, and don't forget to check us out on WJIM and WBRN, and, of course, thegrillingguys.com.